Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said this week that the Senate will vote at the beginning of the year to repeal the Affordable Care Act. We still don't have any details about what Republicans plan to replace it with, and a repeal could put insurance companies and their customers in a difficult position. Joining us now is CeCe Connolly, who is CEO of the Alliance of Community Health Plans, which represents nonprofit community health plans, and also the author of Landmark, the Inside Story of America's New Healthcare Law and What It Means for Us All. CeCe, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
And first of all, what is your expectation at this point about what is going to happen with Obamacare? Because we've heard Republicans talk about repeal and replace. We've heard them talk about repeal and delay or just repeal.
Well, I guess my answer would be repeal and dot, dot, dot. Hmm. There is absolutely an internal discussion going on within the Republican Party right now. The Trump transition team, some of the nominees to lead our Department of Health and Human Services, Senate Republicans, House Republicans, they have a number of different opinions on the best way to proceed. But one thing is certain, there will, early in 2017, be a vote to repeal the major portions of the Affordable Care Act. That will almost certainly include a delayed effective date, maybe 1 year, maybe two or three. That's another thing they're still arguing over. But that's intended to give everyone some time to think about what is the replace portion.
And does the Alliance of Community Health Plans take a position on what should replace Obamacare?
We are not there yet. It took a long time to come up with the very complex elements of the Affordable Care Act. And so it is our view that we need a sufficient amount of time and conversation with patients and providers and policymakers and everyone else to work through what would be a good set of alternatives. One thing that we're very concerned about in the immediate future is that we don't want any disruption for patients who are presently covered. So we're very concerned about the uncertainty and the instability to the market.
Donald Trump has said he wants to keep certain parts of the health care law, including the ability for people to allow their children to stay on their plans up to age 26, and also making sure that insurance companies can't deny coverage to people with pre-existing conditions. My question to you is the insurance industry going to accept keeping those things without the individual mandate that requires people to have health insurance?
Well, we certainly agree that those are good and popular consumer protections. The individual mandate is one kind of stick, if you will, if you think about carrots and sticks to get people to enroll for health insurance. Quite honestly, a lot of the subsidies that help lower income Americans purchase that health insurance coverage and give them some pretty good discounts, we have seen that those subsidies are the very important carrot for a number of people, millions, purchasing health insurance. So this is why it gets so tricky on the replace part of the discussion, because it's not as if an individual mandate is a silver bullet or any particular subsidy is a silver bullet. It's really assembling that jigsaw puzzle in a way that all of the pieces come together and kind of link up.
Do you think that the subsidies are likely to go away?
Well, we're concerned. What we saw from the Republican Congress a year ago when they did kind of a legislative test drive, the subsidies would have disappeared. The Medicaid expansion would have also gone away. And so really the conversations that we're trying to have with policymakers right now is, okay, so let's take a look at other ways that you can make insurance affordable enough so that you still have those tens of millions of Americans covered.
CeCe Connolly, one of the criticisms of Obamacare is that premiums have continued to go up and that people are paying more and more for health insurance. Is there anything about any replacement plan that you're seeing that leads you to believe that that will change, that premiums will start to go down with a repeal and replace?
I don't think any of us should expect our healthcare costs to go down. Are there ways to make health insurance and health care more affordable? Yes, absolutely. Some of it has to do with being able to design some insurance products a little more flexibly. So when you think about a young person may not want to purchase a bells and whistles insurance policy because they may not need it in their 20s or 30s. Right now, prescription drug costs are the biggest cost driver in our healthcare system. We've got to get a grip on drug prices or premiums will just keep rising.
That's Cece Connolly, who is CEO of the Alliance of Community Health Plans, which represents nonprofit community health plans. Cece Connolly, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.